FM Tuscaloosa. I wish I had a drink in my hand right now, guys. I'll tell you that much. But second best thing is basketball trivia.
Is it?
Absolutely.
For me, anyway. I don't have to answer any of the questions. So.
Two things in my life. Drinking and basketball trivia.
You have a sad, pathetic
one
life.
Gets me out of bed, one gets me into it. So it's like...
Oh man, we got a special edition of basketball trivia today, and if Matt's able to survive over there in the producer's booth, hopefully he can cue up some game show music for us. Hit it, Matt. It's Greg Marshall basketball trivia here on 90.7 The Capstone in honor of us trying to get
of our brand new head coach,
of our hopeful brand new head coach. Can't say that, Matt Eric. Our hopeful head coach.
Well, he's just breaking his own news.
He's been dubbed on Twitter 3 G's. Because, you know, G, and then he spells it with 2 G's at the end. So, Greg Marshall, everybody. That wasn't a trivia question, by the way.
Eric, 3 G's.
Eric, you won last time. Christian, I'll let you go first. You going for a two?
Go for a two.
Which team ended Greg Marshall with enough a perfect team?
You guys know I'm so bad from, like, year to year. I couldn't tell you who was in the Super Bowl. It's just one of those things where it's like, I'm going to say Kansas.
Ah, you're close with the K. Kentucky ended it. The 8th seed. Perfect season, yep. They ended it in 2014. Eric, 2 or 3?
I'll go for a 3.
What are
Ron
Greg...
Baker.
Ron.
Ron. What are Greg Marshall's kids' names?
I know this one.
Greg Jr. and Dora.
Incorrect.
I want to say Kellen. A name I love the name Kellen. Kellen and let's say Bailey.
Maggie. Man, I wasn't gonna give you a point too for
shoot.
For, you got the second one wrong, but Kellen and Maggie's we're scoreless here, guys. 2 or 3, Christian?
2.
What college did Greg Marshall coach at before Wichita State?
I know this one, too.
I want to say Winthrop.
Winthrop is
unbelievable.
Correct.
I get the kids' names. He gets Winthrop.
2 points for Christian Moffitt. Eric, you're going to try to tie? Force OT? You're going to
win. I'll go for the win.
Going for the win. Okay. What college offer did Greg Marshall accept and then change his mind about in 2006... after the press conference to announce him as the head coach at the new school?
2006.
So what school was that?
Well, let's see. It's 2015.
Very
right.
Good.
Good.
That's not a bonus point. No foul. I'm not giving you an answer there.
2006.
So 9 years ago.
I'm trying to think. Well, he's only been at Wichita 8 years, so this was before Wichita. While he was at Winthrop.
Yes. Shot clocks at 5, 4.
I'm going to go with like VCU or something like that.
Incorrect. College of Charleston.
I thought he did coach at College of Charleston.
No, he accepted
an assistant at College of Charleston.
He accepted the head coaching offer and then changed his mind afterwards.
I got gypped.
I don't know, man. I thought that
one. I don't
know. The college, that question right there kind of was a headline with Greg Marshall at the time, because it's one of those situations where he accepted a job, was introduced as the coach, and then bailed afterwards.
I'm going to be honest. I've never heard of Greg Marshall before, like 2 years ago, so...
Our boy 3 G's, man. I should have given you this one, you know. What's Greg Marshall's wife's name?
Oh.
Allison.
I didn't throw an L.
It does.
Linda.
Lynn. Got the duh.
Shoot.
And then, of course, the easy gimme was what team did Greg Marshall beat in the NIT Finals in 2011?
Alabama.
Unfortunately, it doesn't count. Those are all just shooter points.
So I take the W then.
You take the W, and I think we're back tied now, right?
No, wasn't I? I was up a couple, I think, because Eric won last week, correct?
You were up 4-3 going into last week.
So
you were up 4-3 going into last week, and I tied it 4-4. So now you're up 5-4.
So Christian's up 5-4. He's going to host the final segment of the show. I know he's just eager to get on the mic and host that in the 5 o'clock hour. I know he's excited. And then, of course, the winner at the end of the year will get a special prize from me, which I still haven't decided what it is yet, so don't get your hopes up. Probably won't be anything too fun. Maybe like a pencil sharpener.
I thought you said not fun. That's really fun. Come on. We all still use number twos, right?
You're right. Only on our
Scantron. They're sent from the devil.
They are. They really are. They're not as bad as Blue Books, so.
Oh, no. Those are terrible.
The devil. I didn't even know what X, we're not sure.
I didn't even know what a Blue Book was until I got to Alabama, and I don't even think used one. I lied and said I had one. Anyway, we're going to head to break now. We come back on the other side of the 5 o'clock hour. Former MSU great Matt Steginga will be joining us on air to talk about the Michigan State's Cinderella run of sorts. So stick around. You don't want to miss that. You're listening to the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone.